I'll talk about a topic. Here is the shaila. Give this parasha. Vayavar Moshe lecha lechem. Moshe came to eat bread with Yisrael. Now, here's a very interesting shaila. It's a very important shaila, and it's very, very common. And in fact, it appears that it's a maila to put yourself into the shaila. Now, it's brought down in the Rambam. In fact, the Rambam writes, Lo yoichal ad sheyivdoik atzma yofe yofe. There's such a shema yiyet sarach linakava. There's a very interesting halacha that before a person begins to eat a suda, he should first examine himself to determine if he needs to go to the Beis HaKisei. And you should not sit down at a meal until you first go to the Beis HaKisei, if you need to go to the Beis HaKisei. A person should not go, okay, let's just start eating. Oh, and then in the middle of the meal, okay, you know, I'm going to go to the Beis HaKisei. Just like with a person, you go on a trip. You go. You know you're going to be driving 3 hours. So before you go into the car, so you go to the Beis HaKisei, just in case, right? You don't want the unpleasant experience of having to pull over at a rest stop. Okay, you don't want the unpleasant experience of having to pull over, so the person is boydek himself before he gets into the car, before he goes out on a long trip. So the Rambam writes that before a person sits down to eat, you should make a cheshbon. Will I need to go to the Beis HaKisei in the middle of this meal? And if you conclude that yes, right now I do not need to go to the Beis HaKisei, but it will happen that in the middle of the meal I will likely need to go to the Beis HaKisei, you should not sit down, make Kiddush, make Hamoitzi. Do not sit down at a meal until you first go to the Beis HaKisei. Okay, that's the halacha. Where does it come from? It comes from the Gemara Masechta Shabbos. It says, She'ein bari le'echol kishein gufoi naki. It's not healthy. The words of the Gemara is daf Shabbos, daf mem aleph amid beis, she'ein bari le'echol kishein gufoi naki. It's a health issue. Okay, is it a Kabbalistic issue or is it a health issue? It appears that it's a health issue, that if the body is in a state where it is preparing to release waste, then the body is not receptive to accepting new fuel, new food within. It's a very interesting concept. I'm really curious what the medical world has to say about this principle. Okay, a lot of those type of things, Nishtana HaTeva, or doesn't apply today, whatever, v'chula, who knows. But this is what it says in the Gemara, and this is what the Rambam paskins. And he cites over here that, he writes over here also in the Seder Hayom, it's the name of a Sefer, it's an old Sefer, an ancient Sefer, of a Sefer, Seder Hayom, Kosav Ezel Lashana, Imigia Eis Oichel, Yivdoik Atzmei Kodim Sheyeshev Lechol, Bein Miketanim, Bein Migedolim, whether he has to go to release waste, different types of waste. For refua gedoiloloi, this is a very great form of healing. It's a very important thing to do. Okay, this is a very interesting concept. A lot of people are not nizer in this. Okay, a lot of people are nizer, not nizer in this, but this is something that is cited in the Rambam, based upon the Gemara, and it's cited in other sources as well. Now, let us say a person indeed does this. He's about to eat, and he realized he first needs to go to the Beis HaKisei. So now he's entering into a major, major halachic dilemma. Major halachic problem. What is the problem? You come out of the Beis HaKisei, what do you have to do? Wash your hands. How do you wash your hands when you come out of the Beis HaKisei l'chatchila? You're supposed to wash your hands b'seirugin, like what you do in the morning for Negel Vasser. L'chatchila, you should take up the kois and you fill up the kois with your right hand, then give it to the left hand, then pour it over the right hand, give it to the, and swap back, right? Fill the right hand, fill it up, give it to the left hand. The left hand then washes the right hand, and then you hold it in the right hand, you wash the left hand, back and forth, how many times? Each hand should be washed 3 times, some wash each hand 4 times, different minhagim, and I always tell you should turn your hand upside down to make sure you get some water on the back side of your hand, and you might have to fill up the cup in the middle to replenish, And Chazal tell us that a person that is makbid on washing his hands properly deserves a special blessing. Okay, so this is what we do. Okay, you've done it. Excellent, you've done it. Now I want to wash for bread. What do I do next? Oh, wash again. So you would fill up the cup again, and now, same thing, you fill it with the right hand, you give it to the left hand, and you wash twice. So wash, when you wash for bread, you wash twice, right? You wash twice. And then you give it the other hand, and you wash twice. And you make another bracha, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu al netilas yodoyim. When you wash asher yotzar, when you wash b'sei rugin, when you come to the Beis HaKisei, your hands were dirty from the Beis HaKisei. The ruach, even if your hands are clean, first you have to clean your hands, by the way, right? You clean your hands for all any shorts. And then you wash it b'sei rugin to remove the ruach hatumah. And you made a birchas asher yotzar. Now you want to wash for bread, you wash again. L'cha'oira, it will be a bracha levatala. Because once you have washed your hands for asher yotzar, your hands are clean. If your hands are clean, there has not been a time, there is no suffix, they're clean, then there's no need to wash your hands. And to make a bracha on washing hands that are already clean, l'cha'oira would be a bracha of a bracha levatala. But on the other hand, pun intended, okay? But on the other tzad, you're not allowed to eat bread until you wash your hands and you recite Al Netilas Yodayim. So this is a major topic of discussion in the Paiskim. What is one to do when one wants to eat a bread meal? You come home from shul, you're now about to sit down to make kiddush or to wash. Let's say you already washed, you already had kiddush in shul, and now you're about to sit down to wash, or on a regular day, you're having lunch, and you're gonna wash. But before you wash, you want to first go to the Beis HaKisei. And when you come out of the Beis HaKisei, you're supposed to wash your hands with a kois l'chatchila, and make asher yotzar, and then you're going to wash for bread. How do you go about dealing with washing for asher yotzar, and washing for netilas yodayim? This is a major dilemma, major topic in halacha. So let me present you with all of the solutions. First solution that's cited. Okay, that's the shlo. Okay, let's go to the shlo. Okay, right away you get your hands dirty. Okay, this is what it says to do in the Mishnah Berurah. Well, the Mishnah Berurah really comes from the shlo. It comes from the Mogen Avram. The Mogen Avram quotes the Shlo HaKadosh, the Shnei Luchos Sabris. He quotes him, and the Mishnah Berurah paskins like him. Paskins, what you should do is you should wash Asher Yotzar. What? I'm telling you right now, you should come out of the Beis HaKisei, you should wash your hands 100% like you do for Asher Yotzar, and then you should touch a part of your body that is normally covered. You should touch yourself above the elbow. Or you should scratch your hair, scratch your head. Before you make the Netilas Yodayim. Before you make the, you know, you come out of the Beis HaKisei and you wash your hands, v'seirugin, you wash your hands, you're all done. And you make Asher Yotzar. Now after you make Asher Yotzar, and I want to wash. I can't wash. I can't wash and make a bracha of Netilas Yodayim. It would be a bracha levatala. So what do I do? Let me take a step back. Why can't you just at that moment in time make the Netilas Yodayim? I made the Asher Yotzar, and now let me make the Netilas Yodayim. Let me make immediately the bracha of Netilas Yodayim. Now you'll tell him, but I didn't wash the correct way. That doesn't matter. There's no halacha you have to mamish wash twice. Oh, that's the problem. You can't now make the Netilas Yodayim because the bracha of Asher Yotzar would be a hefsek. The bracha of Netilas Yodayim must be made immediately after you wash your hands. And if you're first going to make the bracha of Asher Yotzar, that would be a hefsek, the ultimate hefsek between the washing of the hands and the recital of the bracha of Al Netilas Yodayim. So that's a no-no, that you cannot do. There's no solution to wash and recite Asher Yotzar, and then make the bracha of Al Netilas Yodayim. Because Al Netilas Yodayim must be said immediately after you wash your hands even before you dry your hands. Okay? Even before you dry your hands, you have to say the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. So certainly, making the bracha of Asher Yotzar would be a hefsik between the washing and the Netilas Yodayim. So that's not a solution, yeah.
Can't you do it the opposite way?
Yes, I'm going to come to that in a moment. Yeah. When it comes, that's what the Gros says. But the Mishnah Berurah, the Shalah, obviously knew that approach. And the Gros knew that as well. Okay, but the Shalah knew that as well. But the Shalah says that's not what you should do. The Shalah says the proper thing to do is, you come out of the Beis HaKisei, your hands are dirty with a reach ra. And you have an obligation to recite, to wash your hands, and to immediately recite Asher Yotzar. You don't want to be mafsik either. It's not a good idea to be mafsik Asher Yotzar. You come out of the Beis HaKisei, you have a duty immediately at this moment in time to recite Asher Yotzar. Wash your hands, remove the ruach ra from your hands, and then recite Asher Yotzar. Now I can't recite Al Netilas Yodayim. What is the solution? Touch a part of your body that is normally covered, like above the elbow, scratch your hair, or any part of your body that normally is covered, touch it. Now your hands are halachically unclean. Maybe you'll tell me that your body is clean as a whistle. It doesn't matter. They are halachically unclean. And now once again, you have an obligation to wash your hands. You wash your hands, until it's yodayim, and everything is fine and good. And why is this? This is what it says to do in the Shlah, and this is what the Mishnah Magen Avraham says to do, and this indeed is how the Mishnah Berura paskins. So if you walk out of the shir now, at least you learned this halacha. If you want to go wash, you come home, you are supposed to go and examine yourself if you need to go to the Beis HaKisei. If you discover you do need to go to the Beis HaKisei, you're not going to make it through the entire meal without going to the Beis HaKisei. If you realize you're going to sit down for a very long meal, you have a lot of Shabbos guests, your children are home, and you're going to be sitting at the table for a good 2 hours, and you know that within 2 hours you're going to need to go to the Beis HaKisei, so you know what? So before you begin the Suda, you are mechuyev to go to the Beis HaKisei in order not to be mafsik in the middle of the meal and go to the Beis HaKisei. This is a healthy thing to do in the Talmud Chazal. Is it healthy today? I don't know. If Nishtana Hateva, maybe you would say on a very simple level it is. Because think about it, if you're eating food, it's not very healthy to go to the Beis HaKisei and get yourself full of bacteria and dirty from the Beis HaKisei. Get your hands clean well now and don't enter into a mukkah where there's a chance of getting dirty. So after you do this, now you have a dilemma. You have to go wash Netilas, you have to wash Asher Yotzar, and you have to wash Asher Yotzar. So what you should do is, first you should wash your hands clean and say Asher Yotzar. Touch a part of the body that is normally covered, and now you have an obligation to wash again, and then you wash for Netilas Yodayim. Shlah, Magen Avram, Mishnah Berurah. Fine. What's the problem with this? What is the flaw in this solution? It's a bracha she'ein etzricha. It's not a good idea. Where do you have such a principle in halacha? Your hands are perfectly clean, and now I want to make a bracha. And really, I don't need to make a bracha of netilas yodayim because my hands are clean. I should really be permitted just to immediately eat bread. I can't because Chazal said you're not allowed to eat bread until you first make the bracha of Netilas Yodayim. So what am I going to do? I'm going to make my hands dirty. That's not a very satisfying thing to do in the world of halacha. It borders on a bracha she'ein etzricha. You don't put yourself in a position to make a bracha that otherwise you would not need to make. We got a problem here. No one's coming to deny that we have a problem. And we have to find the solution. But to say that I should go and right now my hands are clean, I should make myself dirty? I should bring upon my hands a ruach ra? Touch a part of my body that's above the elbow, touch my chest? It's something that's very unsettling in the world of Musar, in the world of halacha. Just like you know that if you're about to go eat a meat, you're about to wash in 5 minutes, have some patience. Don't go make borrow your name is Zoinois, or go take a snack, because anyway, you're going to wash in 5 minutes. when you will wash, you'll eat the food as part of the main meal, and that will be included in the bracha of the hamotzi. It's not an ideal thing to put yourself into a position where you're making a bracha that you would ordinarily not need to make. So I should go touch my part of my body to trigger an obligation to make a bracha of al netilas yodayim, which otherwise I would not be obligated to do because my hands are squeaky clean because I've washed them after coming out of the Beis HaKisei. It's something which is unsettling. And that is why not everyone is satisfied with the solution of the Shelah, which is cited by the Magen Avraham and is the Psak Halach of the Mishnah Berurah. So what will be another solution? So along comes Rav Chaim Noe, and Rav Chaim Noe is recent, relatively very recent, and it's not only him, it's cited by other, it's cited by Rabbi Kiva Eger. Okay, if I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Kiva Eger also says this solution. Maybe I'm making a mistake here, but there are other kadmoinim, earlier poskim, that said there's another solution. The solution is to wash your hands when you come out of the Beis HaKisei in such a way where you would not be yoytze netilas yodayim. In other words, the washing for Asher Yotzar has its own set of rules. If you are mahader, you will memela fulfill the duty, the obligations of bread. But you can do it in such a way where you get away with the bare minimum for Asher Yotzar, but it's not satisfying what's required for Netilas Yodayim. And the simplest example is, don't use a cup, a washing cup. Unfortunately, not everyone who comes out of the Beis HaKisei washes their hands with a washing cup. Many people, they come out of the Beis HaKisei, and they turn on the sink, they wash and rub their hands, and then they recite Asher Yotzar. That is fine. That is halachically valid. You don't need to go with a cup back and forth. That's not with a cup. That's not an absolute requirement. There is no question that it is advisable. It is a hidur. It is advisable to take a koishal brot kois and to wash biseirugin with your koyach v'chulu, but it's not necessary in order to recite the bracha of Asher Yotzar. All that is required according to the letter of the law is just to put your hands under the sink, the faucet, and rinse your hands with water. It should be perfectly clean from any bacteria, any dirt, and then you are permitted l'chatchila to recite the bracha of Asher Yotzar. Is that enough for bread? Absolutely not. For bread, you must have a kli, a kois. You must
wash it with sand.
Sand? Not for bread.
Not for bread.
For Asher Yotzar, yes.
You can do that.
B'dieved. Yes, l'chatchila, no. You need water l'chatchila. Definitely not.
Since he's going to be using water anyway,
yes.
For the bread.
You still should use water. You should. There are other solutions, but you still need water. The best thing is to recite Asher Yotzar. You really should use water, but you do not necessarily need to use a utensil. So this is what a person should do. He should wash, even though you may be very mocked all the whole year round when you come out of the Beis HaKisei to use a utensil. In this instance, you should go and you should wash without a utensil. And then you can recite Asher Yotzar. And then you take the utensil and you wash of Netilas Yodayim. And now it's not a Brocha She'en Etzricha, because the washing you've done for the Asher Yotzar was not valid for the bread. And why is this also not the ideal thing? What is the difficulty with this? It's because you are doing something that's not proper for Asher Yotzar. If you already have the utensil, it's also not right to push away the utensil and bedavka not use the utensil. There's also a chasaron. There's also a lack of something unsatisfying. You have an opportunity to do it right, and you are going out of your way to do it wrong in order that you can make another bracha of al netilas yodayim. It's a little bit better, I think, than touching your body, But it's also not a perfect solution.
If someone doesn't have a cup, and he goes underneath the water, he closes the faucet.
So that's a bidiyavet. That's a bidiyavet. That's the same type of idea. The finatilas yadayim, you go and you turn the faucet on, koyach gavra. That's a separate thing. That's a different, whole separate shiloh. Here you have a cup. Let's just discuss the issue of making the two brachas. So Reb Chaim has another solution. He says what you should do is take the cup, and asher yotz, and wash one hand. And after you wash one hand, touch it with the other hand. Because the hand that you have not yet washed is still halachically dirty. So you've accomplished it, you've washed the hand. You've washed the hand from dirt. But by now that you've touched it, you've brought upon it a ruach ra. Whatever it means. You ruined it for the netilas yodayim. So take the cup. So you're using a cup. And you wash. So you take the pill right. You wash. And after you wash, before you wash the other hand, the hand that you did not yet wash, touch your hand. So that ruins it for the netilas yodayim, but it's still good for the asher yotzar. And then you wash the other hand, and touch it. And keep on touching your hand in between each washing. So you'll get your hands clean with a kois, and it's good, it's pretty good. It's very good, in fact, for asher yotzar. You have a lot of mayalis for asher yotzar. You have water, you have a kois, koyach gavra. The only thing is you were very clever in contaminating your hands with the specific rules for netilas yodayim. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. And a lot of the poskim are very impressed with this solution. They're very impressed. This is a very, very good solution. Rav Chaim Noah says this solution. It could be others say this as well. I can't remember all the details. Okay. Now, the problem with that solution is it's still not perfect because you're playing games. You're still playing games. We're getting better. Okay, we're getting better, but you know, you can run, but you can't hide. You're still playing games. So there's another solution, another very simple solution, and that is you wash asher yotzar, and when you wash asher yotzar, you have kavana, or you actually state, I'm washing asher yotzar with the kavana that the asher yotzar should not be, I should not be yotzei my obligation of washing the tilas yodayim for bread. You should actually make that statement. Even though mitzvahs do not require kavana, but if you have kavana not to be yotzei, it works. So you wash asher yotzar, like a mensch, the full 9 yards, but state before you wash for the asher yotzar, this is only going to be for the asher yotzar. This should not constitute a washing to be yoytzei. I don't want to have kavana to be yoytzei for the netilas yodayim, and then you can wash mamish the netilas yodayim all over again. That's a suggestion. It's also not perfect because who are you fooling? If you wash your hands, you wash your hands. Maybe when you want to say mitzvahs ain't yi kavana, that's when it's purely a bracha. You're shaking a little of an esrog. Here you're washing your hands. Are your hands clean? Yes or no? Who says your kavana makes a difference? My kavana, not kavana. The bottom line is, your hands are cleansed. Your hands are cleansed. Your kavana is not going to make a difference. You can't go now, wash again, for netilas yodayim. So it's not such a good solution either.
Why can't you have the kavana to have netilas yodayim? Why can't you do it like that?
What?
I wash asher yotzar, and I have kavana to have netilas yodayim.
You don't have kavanah. Yeah, either you have to make the bracha. Chazal said, you're not allowed to eat bread until you make the bracha of al netilas yodayim.
Right, so you can make it right away.
I can't make the bracha. I can't make it right away. I'm making asher yotzar. I'm cutting out of the beis akisei. I'm cutting out of the beis akisei. It doesn't matter. You've made a bracha. You're not allowed to even draw your hands. When you wash for netilas yodayim, when do you make the bracha of al netilas yodayim? Before, when your hands are wet, you're not even supposed to be mafsik. While you're drawing it, that's also but your hands have to at least be a little bit wet. So if you can't, making another bracha in between, that's not proper. That's a hefsik.
A lot of people take by a wedding, they'll take a piece of little bread, they shouldn't walk all the way to the table.
Because you don't want to walk with wet hands to the table.
That's a
exactly. So you're not supposed to. No, that's the hamoitzi. That's the hamoitzi. Yeah. Someone shouldn't touch your hands on the way to the table. If someone touches your hands on the way to the table, Shalom Aleichem! How are you? They ruined your netilas yodayim. Okay, that's a separate shaila. Over here would be a hefsek. So really, we're groping in the darkness. So what does the gra? There's the shitas hagra. The gra has a solution, and there is Ede Re'iyah, there's eyewitness testimony that the Chofetz Chaim himself did this, which begs the question, but he wrote, he paskin explicitly in the Mishnah Berurah not to do this. The gra, the Shidus HaGra, plus a very, very long list of other Gedolei Yisrael, the Yaveis of Yaakov Emdin, who else? I think there's a long list of many Gedolei at Paskin. This is what Yishbe Marsham, could be the Prima Godim. What should you do? You should first recite Netilas Yodayim. Exactly. And then recite Asher Yotzar. Now, that's not a perfect solution either, because Asher Yotzar, you just came out of the bathroom. I came out of the bathroom. The bracha you make when you come out of the Beis HaKisei is Asher Yotzar. That's what you're supposed to make. It's a beautiful bracha. It's a beautiful bracha. When you wash Netilas Yodayim, you make for bread. You make the bracha of Netilas Yodayim. But because we don't live in a perfect world, and we have problems, this, in the opinion of the Gra and of many other Paiskim, in taking all things considered, and there's no perfect solution, is what a person should do. You come out of the Beis HaKisei, you wash Biseru, and you wash like what you would wash when you come out of the Beis HaKisei, and you make the bracha of Al Netilas Yodayim.
Not like a Mosi? You don't wash like a Mosi?
No. Because you need the Beis HaKisei. Wait. No, you're right. I take it back. He's correct. I take it back. It's not Ma'ake, but you're correct. You come out of the Beis HaKisei, first make sure your hands are clean from any, and then you finish off washing your hands by, you really should dry it first, and then you wash with a kli. First you wash your hands with soap and water. You're not yaitse for that Netilas Yodayim, because Netilas Yodayim you need to use a kli. So you come out of the Beis HaKisei, if you need to, you wash your hands with soap and water. No utensil. Then you take the utensil twice, like you're washing from Netilas Yodayim. Right hand, left hand, 1, 2. Give it over, 1, 2. Don't dry your hands, and you make the brach asher kideshanu b'mitzvaseh v'tzivanu al Netilas Yodayim. And then, now he has two opinions. Then he says you can just immediately say the brach of Asher Yotzar, immediately. Or he cites an opinion, I think it's really his own, he's writing this, is you should then wash again. Sirugin. Take the utensil.
This
is what the Gra did. There's no question this is what the Gra did. Did he wash the second? No, they don't. He doesn't say what the Gra did. Right. You first make Al Netilas Yodayim. And then he writes, if you want, you could then wash 3 times, and you make the brach of Asher Yotzar. Now, this is also not a perfect solution for 2 reasons. In fact, you can argue is even more problematic. It's a double hefsek, because now there's a hefsek between the Netilas Yodayim and the Hamotzi Lechem in Haaretz, and there's also a hefsek between the Beis HaKisei and the Asher Yotzar. But the Gra and other parts can feel, in all things considered, there's no other solution. Because the saying of the Asher Yotzar is not critical that it be said immediately. That's a mitzias. Well, look, we wake up in the morning, you don't say Asher Yotzar, it's part of the Berachas HaShachar. And if a person is in the middle of Shemone Esrei, you're supposed to wait to say the Asher Yotzar until you finish Chazoras HaShatz. There are many times in Halacha where you're permitted lechatchila to say the Asher Yotzar much, much later. You don't need to say the Asher Yotzar immediately when you come out of the Beis HaKisei. So since over here you're going to wash your hands, and your hands are going to be clean, it's going to be a very big problem. All things considered, it is a Shittas HaGra and many others, and there's Edei Re'iyah. This is what the Chofetz Chaim himself did at one point in his life, even though in the Mishnah Berurah Paskin's not like this, is first you come out of the Beis HaKisei, you wash your hands with soap and water, you pick up a kois, shel netila, and you wash twice for bread, and then you recite, Asher kedeshanu b'mitzvaseh v'tzivanu al netilas yodoyim. Then, if you want, you can dry your hands and can recite Asher Yotzar, or if you want, you can wash again, b'sirugin, 3 times.
Can't you do it like this? you went to the bathroom, so then you wash Alan Tila Sidoyim, you eat that mozi, and then you make the Ashiya.
So I hear what you're saying, it's really hefsek. Right, so it seems...
As long as you don't have to go to the bathroom again, you can say Ashiya.
I hear clearly what you're saying to do, but it seems that there is still the hefsek between the Netilas Yodayim and the eating of bread is not as important as the requirement not to recite the Asher Yotzar as soon as you possibly can. Asher Yotzar, indeed, we delay often, very, very much, Asher Yotzar, but only when absolutely necessary. But here it's not necessary. It's true there will be a delay between the Tilas Yodayim and the Hamotzi Lechem in Aris by saying Asher Yotzar, but it's okay, because it's an important thing that before you begin the meal, you should already conclude with the inyan of the Beis HaKiseh and recite the Asher Yotzar.
If you have Kavanah to have another Asher Yotzar later.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about, another Asher Yotzar later? Every time you come out of the Beis HaKiseh, you make Asher Yotzar. We were not dealing with an unusual circumstance where a person has to go continuously. There are times when a person has to go continuously. That's medical attention. We're discussing a healthy person that does not need to go to the bathroom for another 3-4 hours. So the question, what do you do now? The bottom line, Rabbi Sai, is the Mishnah Brura paskins like the Magen Avraham, who cites the Shalah, that you come out of the Beis HaKiseh. That's the bottom line for us. Unless you're a real hard line grow person. Okay, but the bottom line for us is the Mishnah Berurah Paskins like the Magen Avraham. You come out of the Beis HaKiseh, you first wash regular 3 times, and you say the bracha of Asher Yotzar, and then you touch part of your body that you is normally covered above the elbow, above the knee, and now you're obligated to wash again, and you wash a regular Al Netilas Yodayim, and you then eat the bread without any hefsek. That is what the Mishnah Berurah paskins. The Gra says, no, you should wash immediately after you clean your hands with soap and water. You wash twice, and then you recite Al Netilas Yodayim. Then you either dry your hands, or you can wash again 3 times. What? Even your hands are wet. You can right away do the Serugin 3 times. That's fine. And that's the Kabbalah inyan when you come out of the Beis HaKiseh, and then you recite Asher Yotzar, and then you eat bread, and then there is something in between from the Chaim Noya and from other Paiskim, is you come out of the Beis HaKiseh and you should wash your hands without a utensil, and then you recite Asher Yotzar. And then you can wash with a utensil. Or like Chaim does, you touch. Or the other idea was to have kavana, not to be yoitze the netilas yodayim with the washing of the Asher Yotzar. So it's like 6 possibilities. 6 possibilities. And what is so interesting is, the ideal thing is, it's amazing, is to put yourself in this situation. Normally, in these type of situations, the halach is, don't put yourself in this situation. Stay away from this. It's a nightmare if it happens to you. If it happens to you, now you have a nightmare. Now you got to figure out what to do. Okay, I gave you, you have 6 solutions. But we began the halacha. The Rambam says, if you're sitting down to wash, don't dare wash until you first think, wait, do I need to first go to the Beis HaKiseh? If I need to go to the Beis HaKiseh, go to the Beis HaKiseh. And then wash. L'chatchila, you should put yourself in this situation. Where do you have such an area of halacha where you l'chatchila, you should enter into a situation where there's no perfect solution? There is no perfect solution here. Everyone has a problem here. You do. Everyone is just telling you the balance between all the different problems. What approach should you take? 6 possibilities. Everyone is convinced my solution is the best, but no one's perfect. Okay, no one gets the gold medal here. This is the best you can do. And the shocking thing is, l'chatchila, enter into this situation. Before you wash, you should do this. Okay, we'll stop here.